This weekend, some businesses and restaurants in Nevada will open for the first time since mid-March. It's welcome news for many owners that have struggled to get by in recent months, but for some Nevadans, the phased-in approach to reopening isn't moving fast enough. And as KUNR's Paul Boger explains, leaders in some cities and counties are making their displeasure known.
Starting tomorrow, Nevada will begin phase one of reopening. That means for the first time in nearly 2 months, many Nevadans will regain some normalcy in their lives. And according to Governor Steve Sisolak, that's due in part to the sacrifice Nevadans have made thus far.
I know many Nevadans have worked hard to get us to the good place we are today, and I thank you so much for doing that and for understanding the magnitude of the crisis that we are facing.
Sisolak's new order doesn't open everything right away. Bars and taverns that don't sell food, nightclubs, gyms, movie theaters, and any industry requiring a lot of physical contact will remain closed. Casinos and resorts will also remain closed until the Gaming Control Board says otherwise. And businesses that do reopen will have to adhere to increased social distancing and cleaning procedures. According to Sisolak, it's unclear how long it will take until the state will resemble its past self. But Nevadans must remain vigilant in the meantime.
You can't let your guard down if you're in Esmeralda or Eureka or Clark or Humboldt or Washoe. You can't let your guard down because as soon as you let your guard down, the virus hits you right in the face. And that's what we can't allow. So there has to be some minimum, and I'm confident we'll be able to move along quickly and efficiently if everybody follows through.
And yet, it seems that may not be fast enough for some. Over the past several weeks, protesters have called for the immediate reopening of the state, holding demonstrations in Las Vegas, Reno, and Carson City. They argue the state's economy can't withstand the shutdown. It's a cause that may have no stronger champion at this point than Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman. The three-term mayor of the state's largest city has been a vocal critic of the governor's handling of the pandemic. She even made national headlines last month for an appearance on CNN's Anderson Cooper, in which she volunteered her city as a control group to determine whether social distancing procedures were effective.
Hasn't it been because of social distancing that the numbers have been what they are?
How do you know until we have a control group? We offer to be a control group. Anybody who knows anything about statistics knows that, for instance, you have a vaccine.
You're offering the citizens of Las Vegas to be a control group to see if your theory on social distancing.
Goodman was widely disparaged for the comment, but that doesn't seem to be stopping her. Because during the public comment portion of this week's Las Vegas City Council meeting, she told those in attendance she'll continue fighting for reopening until all residents are back to work.
Throughout this crisis, my goal has been and will continue to be standing up and being a voice for the working people and small businesses of this great community who are suffering.
A majority of the council expressed support for Goodman as well. Former Republican Assemblywoman turned City Councilor Michelle Fiore went so far as to admonish anyone choosing to stay home if they don't have an underlying health condition.
We are grown, responsible adults that can navigate our business and family and the safety of our family members that are elderly and have underlying conditions. They are the ones that need to stay home for Nevada, not the healthy.
Of course, not every member of the Las Vegas City Council supported Goodman's efforts. Two of the five members, Olivia Diaz and Cedric Creer, urged patience with the reopening process, citing concerns over the ongoing pandemic. But what came after was a public comment period filled with pent-up frustration over the economic fallout caused by the state's closures.
The collateral damage is so far greater. We've got much more damage from staying home, from this fear, from this climate of fear, and the governor's not giving us any hope.
The amount of regulations that they have to abide to be able to open is ridiculous.
If we can't open the Strip, if we can't open the casinos downtown, then at least open the other 90% of Las Vegas, which is all the small businesses that employ a majority of this city and its residents.
That was Harold Reese, Heidi Marino, and Mac Miller, just a handful of the public comments made during the meeting. Sisolak has repeatedly pushed back against critics who have called for reopening immediately, citing adherence to the state's reopening plan. But while there was set criteria for moving to Phase 1, it's not exactly clear what's needed to move to Phase 2. And for some elected officials in rural areas, that's just not going to cut it anymore.
Repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
At the Elko County Commission this week, the board voted unanimously to approve a motion officially supporting, quote, in any way possible, end quote, businesses wanting to reopen now. For Commissioner Rex Steninger, the motion offers protection for businesses who can't afford to stay closed but don't want to violate the law. Before he made the motion, he said the decision to reopen is no longer solely about public health, but is now inherently political as well.
The act of defying something like the governor's orders, that's called civil disobedience. And our country was founded on that. And we have a long history of acts of civil disobedience that has led us in a better direction.
Commissioners were quick to point out that businesses can remain closed if they like, and increased sanitation and adherence to social distancing rules were still needed. But it doesn't seem like the county is interested in enforcing the restrictions on which establishments can reopen. George Goddard owns CG's Saloon in Carlin. He told the commission he was trying to support his employees while remaining closed, but he just simply ran out of money. He decided to reopen earlier this month because he couldn't afford to stay closed any longer.
I was hoping that we would get to a point where we could open back up, but this governor of ours keeps moving the goalpost on us. So I sat down with my wife and we discussed it and we opened up. I don't like to be a renegade, but in this case, I felt it was the best thing that we should do.
Elko has had fewer cases than, say, Humboldt County, which has had the highest per capita rate of the disease in the state. Since testing began, Elko County has only found 15 people who have tested positive for COVID-19 and one death. And yet, not everyone in the county is convinced Elko should be outpacing the state when it comes to reopening. Daniel Corona is the mayor of West Wendover, a town on the Nevada-Utah state line that relies heavily on gaming and tourism from Salt Lake City.
And we don't want to become, you know, another Winnemucca. And so we really want to be cautious. And we think following the state's approach is the best approach for West Wendover, especially as it relates to our casinos.
Right now, 68% of Nevadans say they support the steps taken by Governor Sisolak since the start of the pandemic. That's according to a poll conducted by WPA Intelligence earlier this month and released by the Las Vegas Review-Journal this week. At the same time, the poll found that nearly half of all respondents say they would like to see a measured and thoughtful end to the shutdown by the end of May. Paul Boger, KUNR News.